This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. The spring ballot is all set, and there'll be a couple of primaries coming up next month. In the race for the school board of Oshkosh, the two incumbents are back again, along with four challengers. The list includes Kelly DeWitt, Sarah Noe, Casey Rantke, and Mike Tukey. The three incumbents on the city council are all seeking re-election. They're joined by the perennial candidate, Robert Wilcox, Jr. The Winnebago County Board, there are two districts without a candidate as of today. Most districts have only one candidate. They do have one district, District 18, where three candidates have registered. That's going to require a primary, the primary coming up on February 15th. Got a Powerball ticket? You may want to check it twice. Somebody from Wisconsin has a share of the grand prize. Over $600 million was on the line last night. Somebody from Wisconsin and somebody from California going to have to split that grand prize, but nothing wrong with $300 million. A showdown set for next Tuesday. The city council expected to decide whether the day-by-day warming shelter will move into a building on CP Avenue across from the Leach Amphitheater. A number of business owners don't want to see the proposed homeless shelter located in what they call the entertainment district of downtown Oshkosh. They're proposing a location on Jackson or maybe something nearer to the current day-by-day warming shelter. COVID-19 numbers continue to climb, but actually hospitalizations in the Fox Valley are down just slightly. When we look at a week ago, they're down nearly 10%. The city of Oshkosh wants to know more about the housing situation. They have a meeting planned for later this month. They'll review some of the findings they have already. But for years, many people have wanted to work and live in Oshkosh, but there hasn't been enough affordable housing. Very few homes up for sale the last few years. And Waterfest may be months away, but they've added another Oshkosh favorite to their 2022 lineup. The bombastic pyrotechnic band Hairball is set to start the season in June. That's a look at what's newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. I'm Bob Brunel. We'll see you back here next Tuesday on the Chamber website.